Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show, live from the KNBR studios in downtown San Francisco and streaming live at KNBR.com.
So as you know, this show has a charitable mindset. We try to anyways, because this town's given so much to me. I want to give a little something back to it, and I love people who want to give back to it as well. I have to deeply apologize to both my friends Kurt Yagi and Dave O'Meara, who are in studio right now. I got your charity confused with another charity that was raising money as people were swimming to the Farallon Islands. If you listen to the show, Dave O'Meara should be a name that you're familiar with. He has joined us in studio a couple of times. He has joined us on telephone from out on the road. He cycled across the United States to raise money for ROCK, which is Real Options for City Kids. It is an at-risk youth program and organization. And both of these guys are back in the studio with their latest physical endeavor to raise money and awareness. Kurt, Dave, great to see you guys. Thanks for coming back in.
Yeah, thanks for having us back, Damon.
It's great to have you on. Do we need to move Dave's microphone? Dave, just follow Eamon around to the other side of the studio here. As you can see, I shouldn't be in charge of any technical aspect of my show. I just sit here and yak away. In the meantime, Kurt, you are very much involved with ROCK, Real Options for City Kids. You guys got a lot of national pub last year. What was it, Al Roker or
yeah,
somebody came on by?
Al Roker surprised us and came to our site and gave us tons of stuff, so it was really great. So it was a big segment on NBC's Today Show.
Nice. Tell me more about the charity and why it's such a good cause.
Yeah, ROCK, Real Options for City Kids. It's all about kids in Visitation Valley, which is it's a low-income, high-violence pocket of San Francisco that not many people have heard about, and so we're doing positive things for kids ages 6 through 17.
That's fantastic. And Dave, who is here, you've already biked across America on behalf of this charity, and you're going to basically be swimming around Alcatraz or something.
Well, not swimming around Alcatraz. I'm doing the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a 1.4-mile swim, a 18-mile bike ride across throughout San Francisco, up and down the hills. It's actually pretty arduous, and then an 8-mile run. So all the way to Baker Beach on the sand, up the sand steps. I'm not quite sure what I got myself into, but too late to back out.
And now basically, so for every lap you take, every pedal you push, and every mile you run, you're going to be raising money for ROCK.
Yeah, myself and about, it sounds like four or five, six others.
There's actually a team of seven now.
Team of seven.
Yeah. Team of seven.
So
SEAL Team 7.
We should. That'd be a quick triathlon.
And so,
this actually starts on Alcatraz.
Well, it starts on a boat just outside. I'm not jumping off the ROCK, but I'm jumping off the boat. I'm just like literally, I think it sounds like it's about 10 or 15 feet off of Alcatraz. And it sounds like they put us in a single file line and basically say, go. I'm be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what it is.
Have you ever done a triathlon before?
I did a Tiburon sprint soon after I got back last August. And I mean, it was like a 0.4-mile swim. It was like a 9-mile bike ride and a 2-mile run. So this is a little bit more advanced.
A little bit more aggressivo.
It sounds like some of the best athletes in the world are entering. I mean, at least endurance athletes are entering this.
Right. So it gets the triathlon Mr. Ironman crowd from Hawaii. I mean, I always see that happening there. It's the same kind of group of people.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's. I do think it's some of the best triathletes in the world. But it's a shorter one, so it's they love it because I think it's good for time. I mean, some of these guys they're planning on winning the thing are going to try to do it in two hours and change, which is really impressive. I mean, a 1.4-mile swim, 20-mile bike ride with the transitions. I mean,
to do that in 2 hours is ridiculous. Yeah. So it would take me 2 days to do something like that.
And that's what I just want to finish. Hey, I put some bets on it with some friends. So unfortunately, I've had to pay a lot more attention to this thing than I thought I was going to. I don't want to lose too bad.
Kurt, will you be getting involved in this too? Are you going to get in the water?
I will not be in the water. I'll be in the VIP
wear a ROCK
hospitality
shirt.
Booth.
He's going to wear a ROCK shirt with a coffee in his hand.
That's right. Somebody's got to drink coffee for the kids too, Dave. Yeah, we can't all be triathletes.
That's true. Good point.
And he has actually served as your what do you call someone who's riding across the mayor? What was the valet? What do you call the person who's driving the car behind you?
Yeah,
I was driving next to him a lot of the ways and.
That's nice. And you didn't run into him once.
No.
He was cycling across America. How long did that take you, Dave?
I was 31 days of riding, 43 days, 44 days on the road. So
wow.
We had to plan for the trip ahead of time. And because I just recently got into bike riding, I thought I was only going to be able to do 60 or 70 miles at a time. And by the end of it, when I was getting to where your alma mater is, I was doing 140, 150 miles a day.
Just banging it right through the flat Midwest, right?
It's
a little easier.
Just trying to watch out with the guys in the sports car with the mullet. I was in the pit bull.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. You might get hit by a tractor if you're trying to pull that on the wrong side road. Anyways, let's say I want to go and support Rock Online. Kirk, where should I go online to learn more about your charity? And then we'll plug your CD.
Absolutely. Nice.
Well, you know, K-Fog's in the family of Cumulus stations.
I appreciate
and
that.
Since you're going to be featured on K-Fog, I feel like, you know, K-Fog is taking you, but I feel like the talent agent that has discovered you here on the Cumulus family of networks.
I know
networks.
You're hired, Damon. You are hired.
Thank you very much.
But for Rock, you can go to rocksf.org, Rock, SF as in San Francisco.org, and there's links to donate. There's links to the Escape from Alcatraz Triathlon. All the information's right there.
rocksf.org. Check it out. And can we actually sponsor Dave the Exercising Lunatic?
Yeah, you can. And, you know, can I give a shout-out for the whole team out there?
Yes.
So there's seven of them. There's, well, Dave, of course. There's David from Florida, who I've not met in person. Paul in Oregon. Austin, Caleb, Doug, Gina, and then our board chair, Dale, is also doing the triathlon.
Hey, way to get somebody from the board in the water. That's nice.
Well, Dave's on our honorary board now. So
well, he better
be.
He bicycled across America for you people. You better be running things, Dave. Your vote better count for two, not one.
I agree.
I'm sure he does. Anyway, Look at you. So you are very well dressed right now. You left work to come down here today. What do you do, Dave?
I sell investment products to investment firms. So like financial advisors, I sell a myriad of products to them, and if they think it makes sense to position to their client, they'll do so.
There you go.
Build relationships.
No one has ever used the word myriad on the show before, except for Dave. Like Kurt, though, Kurt has got a very, very big myriad of skills, and you're actually going to be featured on a local artist CD that K-Fog puts out every single year.
I know. I didn't realize how close their desk is right there, but
it's
yeah.
right there. Like you can spit and hit K-Fog from outside my studio.
Yeah, but I just found this out last week that I'll be on the local scene CD. I'm not sure if that's public knowledge, so I might have just blown it right now.
No, we're breaking the news.
Okay, let's
we're
break
breaking
it right
the
here.
News. Well, I heard Kurt Loder talking about it on MTV the other day, so he broke the news. We're just following up on the story. Anyways, guys, look, I think you're both great guys. I think you're helping the city of San Francisco and the kids in San Francisco, and my door is always open to you guys to come and help promote this. Again, rocksf.org. Check out the website, log, support Dave and the team of swimmers and triathletes that are going to be raising and pedaling and pushing for this charity. And you guys, again, I don't even like exercise, but I'm glad you two are doing it. So thank you very, very much for coming on in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And it's great to talk to you. You got to like people who put the money where their mouth is. And these guys, pedaling across America, not enough for you? Fine. I'll swim around Alcatraz, ride my bike up Lombard Street, and then go run on Baker Beach. You guys are unbelievable. Good guys. Thank you very much, fellas. rocksf.org. Check it out. Thanks very much, Dave O'Meara, Kurt Yagi, for coming on in.
Damon Bruce on KNBR 1050, the sports leader.